It's time now for a good old gospel song.
Play me some gospel music. Sing me a good old gospel song with a message that's true for me and for you and words we can all sing along.
Hello, I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to stay tuned for the next 30 minutes for a fresh look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our musical heritage.
Song like there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, just as I am.
And now, here's today's good old gospel song.
Come on and play me some gospel music. Come on and sing me a good old gospel song. Singing Jesus loves me and some false harmony. And you've got a good old gospel song.
There are many people living with us. Sense of false security. They place their faith in the works of men and the things their eyes can see. But the Bible says there's only one true plan for redemption and justification. If you ever want to live in God's eternal home, you need a no-soul salvation.
You gotta have a no-soul,
no-soul salvation.
If you wanna reach the blessed
land,
you gotta have a no-soul,
no-soul salvation.
If you wanna join the heavenly band, you gotta take the hand of the Father
to secure your soul's destination.
You don't need to think so,
maybe so, hope so.
You gotta have a no-soul,
no-soul salvation.
He bled and died on a rugged cross. Praise God,
he rose again.
There's a perfect plan. God spells it out from Genesis to Revelation.
You gotta place your faith in Jesus Christ.
You need a
no-soul salvation.
You gotta have a
no-soul salvation.
If you wanna reach the blessed
land, no-soul salvation.
If you wanna join the heavenly
band,
you gotta take the hand of the Father
to secure your soul's destination.
You don't need to think
so, maybe so, hope so.
You gotta have a no-soul,
no-soul salvation.
You gotta have a
no-soul salvation. If you wanna reach the blessed land,
you gotta have a no-soul,
no-soul salvation.
You wanna join
wanna
the heavenly band,
you
gotta take the hand of the Father
to secure your soul's destination.
You don't need to
think so, maybe so, hope so.
You gotta have a no-soul,
no-soul salvation.
You don't need to
think so, maybe so, hope so.
You gotta have a
no-soul salvation.
Welcome to the Good Old Gospel Song Radio Broadcast, a musical look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our Christian musical heritage. You have been listening to the song, No-So Salvation. In this Thanksgiving month, we have looked at being grateful for grace. Now, let's be thankful for salvation. There would be no salvation if it were not for God's amazing grace. And thank the Lord for a no-so salvation. John wrote in his first epistle, "These things have I written unto you, that you may know that you have eternal life." Yeah, it is indescribable that in eternity past, God had a plan to save us. Salvation's plan was because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. What an incredible gift was given. Thank God for the plan of salvation.
You must struggle up that rugged, lonely trail, there to hang between two thieves by three big rusty nails. And all power in heaven and earth lay within his hands. He wept and cried, and he bled and died.
Their singing like a lamb he was humble to his father's own will.
I want to thank Jesus for the plan of salvation, just to say, Lord, I love you, for you understand.
in his feet and his hand. I want to thank Jesus for the plan of salvation. Just to say, Lord, I love you, for you understand. Judgment morning to touch all the makers in his feet and his hand, to touch all the makers in his feet and his hand.
The Bible declares, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Thank the Lord for the gift of salvation.
Salvation. Now I see my purpose for living. Very soon I'll leave and I'll be going to heaven. I've received the gift and the King is living in me.
Talent could I bring? A simple sinner man was I. So when I got my invitation from the King, I cried, Lord, do not pass me by.
Now I see my purpose for living. Very soon I'll leave and I'll be going to heaven. I've received the gift and the King is living in me. Salvation. Now I see my purpose for living. Very soon I'll leave and I'll be going to heaven. I've received the gift and the King is living in me. I've received the gift and the King is living in me.
Here is a thought-provoking song. What if salvation wasn't free? What if there was a cost? Who would pay it? Some deride the Bible and make works the way to heaven. There is no way to accept God provides the way. There's no way except God opens the door. There's no way unless God gives us some way to get to Him and satisfy His holiness. And man, He did. He brought His Son down here to die for us. And by our faith into Him, we're born into the family of God. and we experience His great salvation.
If the price of salvation was silver and gold, all the poor of this world would be lost. But the Savior who loved us, in mercy we are told, paid the price on the cruel cross. Oh Lord, oh Lord, what could I have done if salvation had not been free? God so loved this world that He gave His only Son just to make a way for me. All the poor of my people, thus saith the Lord, they shall feast on the fat of the land. Everyone who will trust and believe in my word shall be strengthened and made to stand. Oh Lord, what could I have done if salvation had not been free? God so loved this world that He gave His only Son just to make a way. Finished, oh, hear Him so tenderly say, as He gave up His life on the tree. Thus the plan of salvation was made on that day, free salvation for you and me. Oh Lord, what could I have done if salvation had not been free? God so loved this world that He gave His only Son just to make a way for me.
No matter what good thing happens in my life, since I have been saved, there is one thing that will always be true. I'm just a sinner, saved by grace. Anything accomplished by me is all because of being saved, born into the family of God, and graced, not only by His great salvation, but graced with the presence of God, presence of my Heavenly Father and the Holy Ghost.
If you could see what I once was, if you could go with me back to where I started from, then I know you would see a miracle.
Yeah.
could I boast of anything that I've ever seen or done? How could I dare to claim as mine the victories God has won? Where would I be had God not brought me gently to this place? I'm here to say I'm nothing but a sinner.
It is now time for our story behind the song. Norman J. Clayton is the writer of this hymn of the faith. He was a builder by profession, but his zeal and passion of life was memorizing the Bible, evangelism, and ministering in music. He worked with Jack Wurtzen and helped coordinate the New York City rallies for Word of Life. He wrote the song, My Hope is in the Lord, who gave his life for me. He wrote this hymn, which describes what happened when we placed our hope and our faith in the Lord. Jesus, my Lord, will love me forever. From him no power of evil can sever. He gave his life to ransom my soul. Now I belong to him. Now I belong to Jesus, and Jesus belongs to me, not for the years of time alone, but for all eternity.
Jesus, my Lord, will love me forever. From him no power of evil can sever. He gave his life to ransom my soul. Now I belong to him. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. Once I was lost in sin's degradation, Jesus came down to bring me salvation, lifted me up from sorrow and shame. Now I belong to him. Now I belong to Jesus. not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. Joy floods my soul, for Jesus has saved me, freed me from sin that long had enslaved me. His precious blood he gave to redeem. Now I belong to him. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me, not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity.
Sing me a good old gospel song. Don't be ashamed to mention the name of Jesus. Just sing it loud and strong.
Thank you for being with us for this episode of A Good Old Gospel Song. I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to join us again next week for another 30 minutes of our hymns, gospel songs, and musical heritage. A Good Old Gospel Song is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.